It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. I really appreciate you tuning in each week up here in Northeast Texas and listening to me and my guests. Today we have a special guest, Larry Wysoon. Mr. Whitetail is with us. Now, on my hour-long hunting and fishing show, Larry's a big part of that. He's on Campfire Talk with me there, and I know a lot of you go to catfishradio.com, and you can listen to Larry and I sit around the campfire and talk hunting, but Larry's standing by, and Larry, we really do appreciate you taking some time to spend with all of us up here in Northeast Texas today.
What a pleasure. You know, that part of the state's always been one of my favorite parts of the world. So anytime I can even if it's just a radio show to visit with folks up there, it always makes me feel like coming home.
Well, I tell you what, you have you've got a lot of friends, but you've got a lot of people that follow you up here in Northeast Texas, Larry. Trailing the Hunter's Moon, that TV show is now in how many years?
Well, we're in our second year of being broadcast right now on the Sportsman Channel, and it's primarily on Saturday mornings, and they can actually, if you're looking for the time frames when it appears, they can go to my website, which is www.trailingthehuntersmoon.com as well. But, I mean, we've had a great run the first year. We won all kinds of awards from national groups and things like that, and could not be more particularly pleased. And of course, this year we're off and running again, and the shows have been so very well received. Ours are kind of a big game adventure show, and of course, Dallas Safari Club is the title sponsor, and Ruger and Zeiss and Hornady and Walls, the old clothing company, is back strong, and so I've got some really good sponsors, and tell you what, I'm really pleased with how the shows are being done and how they're going. You're always looking to try to improve, and of course we're trying to do the same thing, but we've been real pleased with how things have gone this past couple of years, and actually we're into filming for season 3 right now.
Yeah, you're filming for the next year. I know that. I get to pretty much keep up with Larry. He was in Australia recently, and then back home in Texas, and then back to Africa, and right now, Larry, I guess you can enjoy some of this Texas summer with us right here for a little while. And but you know, speaking of Texas summers, I want us to talk a little bit today, or let you expound a little bit on axis deer. I went down to near San Antonio. It's just a small place. A friend of a friend's that's become a friend of mine owns just a small place down there, just outside a hill country town, not far from San Antonio. He pours the feed, the corn, and the protein feed to the deer in 3 feeders. It's about 22 acres, Larry. And my gosh, I mean, I'm sure it's drawn, it's in the county, it's outside the city limits, so you can hunt them. But he draws the deer, it's near a watershed, and the axis deer love to travel those creeks and rivers. I know that.
Last
week went down with a mutual friend of ours, Terry Tate, you know.
Absolutely.
With his air rifles, and was able to take a nice 201-pound axis buck. But axis deer could be considered the other deer here in Texas now, couldn't they, Larry?
Yeah, they can. And actually, I've seen you do some articles about that for Dallas Safari Club with Camp Talk and some others. So you're right. You know, the axis deer originally came from India, where it was a favorite food of the tiger. And in India, they're called chital deer, C-H-I-T-A-L. And they were introduced back in the early 1900s, primarily into the Texas Hill Country, by a gentleman named Captain Eddie Rickenbacker, who was a World War One ace and had a place just outside of Kerrville, and started bringing them in, and then they were introduced to other ranches, and over the years, you know, some of the fences washed out, and today we have got a great herd of free-range and axis deer that oh my gosh, really from about San Antonio to, gosh, outside of Rock Springs, that lower edge of the Texas Hill Country and even farther north. There are lots of them, and they're an interesting animal, of course. You know, they retain their spots year-round. They get big, is what you mentioned, and then they have three points per side, generally, on antlers. And those antlers can grow up to 33, 34, 35, and can even have that wide of a spread. So by the time you take the beauty of that antler that axis deer has, that spotted coat that it has, and then you add in the fact that I don't care how old that deer is, he is tender and delicious. I mean, it makes for one heck of an animal to hunt throughout, and you can hunt them year-round. As long as you got permission from the landowner, you got a hunting license, and you can hunt those things pretty much any time of the day. And and honestly, you can probably even hunt them in some areas at night if you needed to. But what a fabulous animal that's really kind of become, he might be an alien as far as Texas is concerned, but he's kind of established a home here, and I think he's here to stay, quite frankly.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I know their numbers have to be kept in check, but, you know, Larry, I've learned, and we've talked about this, that the axis deer can survive on much less rations and different foods in the natural world than whitetails, right? I mean, they can eat dry grasses and things like that during droughts and just keep on going.
Absolutely. They'll browse when there's browse available. The browse starts getting sharp, they'll switch to grasses. And even during the time frame such as we're going into, or haven't had a whole lot of rain. Thankfully, we've had rain scattered over much of the state of Texas. But even in those areas where we hadn't had a whole lot, they seemingly can take dried grass, dried weeds, almost anything, and convert it into energy to maintain their body size and their health. And so they're an extremely tenacious kind of animal that can make it almost in any kind of a situation.
You bet. And the thing about an axis deer that I like about them, well, they do, like you mentioned, there's an expanded hunting season. You can hunt them anytime.
Yes, sir.
They're not a game animal, you know, that you have to, you know, that seasons are set up for. So,
right.
You've got the meat, which, in my opinion, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather have axis meat than anything. I love venison, whitetail, and I'm pretty good at cooking it. I know how to cook it, even
Absolutely.
An older deer. But but I, not bragging, I mean, after all these years through osmosis, I've learned how to take how to cook it. But axis, oh my gosh, you can cook that just about like beef. But you've got the meat. You've got awesome antlers, you know, like you said, 30, 32, 33-inch long antlers. They have 3 points as a general rule.
Right. They have a brow tine and then what they call a caudal point, which kind of goes up toward midway to the top and goes upward. So absolutely gorgeous animal. A lot of people call them the most beautiful deer in the world. And if you've seen one or you've been around them, you'd probably agree.
I think so. And folks, if you get a chance, go to our website here on KETR, KETR.org. The one I killed, he weighed 201 pounds. He wasn't a trophy, he was a trophy to me,
right.
The good meat and the hide. And,
Absolutely.
You know, but as far as judging an axis, you know, he 28 inches up, I think, is about what a trophy animal would be. But
Absolutely.
The hides, I'm getting it, the hide tanned and the beautiful white spots, and it's almost a orange color, and those tanned hides just make a neat throw cover, you know, for a den or trophy room, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. I've even seen vests made out of them, and of course, chairs covered them, and you know, for a seat and that kind of thing. So it's one of those animals that if you have an opportunity to take, and beauty as we've talked, you can take them throughout the year. Generally, you'll find more hard antlered bucks during the say May, June, and even early July than you will other times, but there's always hard antlered bucks within a herd, and they breed pretty much throughout the year, although they have a little bit of a seasonal peak and kind of here in the spring throughout most of Texas. But great eating, beautiful to look at. I mean, good gosh. I've just got in on a lease in Rock Springs with my TV show producer, Blake Barnett, who helps me produce Trail the Hunter's Moon. And the beauty of that place is we do have axis deer on it. So you know, I'm already trying to decide who's going to get how we're going to divide the meat and all that other kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, you'll know how to put it to good use. On this little hunt, Larry, I was hunting actually from, there's a camp house that you would think you were in the middle of, out from Uvalde, down where you live. Just, it's 22 acres, but he's got it set up like a sure enough deer lease, a little deer lease, you know. So from the camp house, that paced 82 yards to the deer stand, that's where I was hunting, Larry. And I mean, we weren't out in the backwoods at all. We were right there close to the camp. And this deer came out, actually a big 31 inch, we Ooh. Estimated, with a broken tine came out. And we didn't, I wouldn't have shot it anyway. That's one of their trophy deer. I was there for meat deer, really. But we passed that one up, and then they left, and we were afraid they wasn't coming back. But back in the live oaks there, we could see some antlers, and the one I actually shot came out. He heard that feeder go off again. He came out and stopped. He was by himself and looked, and his probably waist-high grass weeds out there, and you could see him meandering through that, and it's a pretty tense situation, Larry, because it looked like at any minute he was going to stop and go back in the woods, you know?
Exactly.
But he finally, I think when he got over a little knoll, he could see that feeder, and then he came like we were pulling him on a rope. I mean, he came right on into it.
Perfect.
And he stopped about 45 yards out there. Maybe, and I think where I actually shot him was 50 yards, but I used Terry Tate's Big Bore 45 caliber air rifle with a 133 grain round ball, of all things, Larry. That'll take us back to our muzzle loading days. But yeah, they make all kinds of bullets. But we had it loaded with a 45 caliber round ball, and I centered the shot on his shoulder, and it's only 50 yards, and it just rifled very accurate. So it centered his shoulder and exited, you know, the off shoulder, and he took off. It wasn't like he was hit with a 270 with all that shock,
you know.
I thought, oh my gosh, did I hit him? Well, he ran about 140 yards, got in the edge of the trees, and then I saw him go down. We gave him a good 30 minutes, but actually when he went down, he was down for keeps. The axis deer, whitetails will always hold a special place for you and I and everybody else, I'm sure. But if they don't hunt axis from time to time, well, maybe they're missing the boat, Larry.
You know, I think so. Now, they're missing the boat as far as eating. I know you can hunt, like we said, you can hunt them year-round pretty much.
Yep.
There are times when they have more hard antlers than others within the herd, but they're such fantastic animals. And even though some people, I'm sure, cuss them, you know, I feel very blessed that we have them in the areas that we do. They provide extra hunting, but beyond all that, with the hides that they have, and that is as fine a venison as there is.
There's none better.
If somebody hadn't tasted axis deer, it's a very fine grain meat, but it is unbelievably tender, even off the old big bucks or young buck or an old doe. It doesn't really make any difference, and it is just out of this world eating as far as I'm concerned.
It is, Larry. Well, we're just about out of time, and I do appreciate you being with us, Larry. And you've been our guest many times, and we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
I look forward to that, and I appreciate so much being with you.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up today. I really appreciate you tuning in. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke Intex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Night Sight, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, Shock Strap, Sun Optics USA, Sniper Hog Lights, Raptor Razor, and Snaplock Hunting Blinds. Tune in this time next week, and we're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.